Well, we have come out the beach, here behind pot we call it a wife pot.
Uh-huh.
And we have a cook pot.
A cook pot, too.
That's
I see.
Right.
What would you call this that the flowers are put in?
Well, I call it I couldn't do nothing but call it a glazed flower pot.
Would you ever say vase?
Vase.
Mm-hmm.
You'd say vase.
Okay. When you're eating, what are the different little utensils you use to eat with? What do you call this? Is a spoon. Right. And what do you call the other things you eat?
Well, we could say a tablespoon, teaspoon.
Mm-hmm. And what else do you eat with, though?
I'll say a fork.
Mm-hmm. And what else? What do you cut? Right, that's good. Okay, after working in the barn, what would you do to your hands before you eat?
I would wash them.
Uh-huh. What would you do then, after you've eaten a large meal, and there are all these dishes, what would you do to the dishes first? You want to get them clean.
You don't eat.
You've already eaten. You've got all these dirty dishes. You want to get them clean. What would you do to them first?
Well, what I would do with them, I'd put them in the washer.
Mm-hmm. And then what would you do to them?
Then?
To get all the soap off.
Get the soap off.
And how would you do that? What would you call that? You'd put water over them and that would?
Water over them and let them soak.
Uh-huh.
And wash them.
Uh-huh. And then what would you do to get all the soap off?
Well, I'd rinse them off.
Uh-huh. That's good. Yeah. Okay. What about the different kind of towels that you have in your house? You have a little bitty one that you use to dry dishes with. What would you call that?
Table.
Uh-huh.
Cloth.
No, to dry the dishes. These are towels.
I know.
A towel?
A towel.
A towel, you know,
that's
like when you're taking a bath, you dry yourself off.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's a...
Well...
What kind of towel would that be?
You want to dry the dishes with?
Yeah.
Well, the way I call it goes something, you know, they got in this day, they got different names.
Uh-huh.
Well, we used to call it, and by my mother used to tell us not to boil it, dish cloth.
Right. Well, what would you call the kind that you dry off with when you take a bath or a shower?
Well, let's call that a wash rag.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a towel to dry you off.
Uh-huh. What about, what do you turn on when you want to run water?
Faucet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you ever use the word spigot?
I do the word spigot.
Okay. Today, now we're talking about the word burst, you know, like the pipe burst.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Today, you would say the pipe...
It burst.
Okay. Yesterday, it... A different one...
Fixed it.
No.
No, wait.
Yes, the same thing happened to the one yesterday. What would you say happened to the one yesterday, you say?
Well,
yesterday, one of my pipes...
One of my pipes busted.
Okay. Now, several of them did that this winter, you'd say. Several of my pipes...
Several of my pipes have busted.
Okay. Now, what would you call the big old thing that... pickles used to come in the old general store. You'd walk in there and there was a big round thing. What would you call that? Or flour used to come in it, and lard and everything.
Oh, yeah. You mean a keg?
Yeah, a keg. And what did you ever call them, barrels? What's the difference between a keg and a barrel?
Well...
Or did you ever use both those terms?